The hours crept by, with the slow cruelty of a clock that refused to move. Each time, Anna thought Luca's breathing had steadied. A new shudder racked his frame, or a broken groan slipped past his lips. His hand, hot and trembling in hers, sometimes would slack, and she would jolt upright, terrified that his strength was gone. "Stay with me," she whispered again and again, though she knew he could not truly hear her. The fever painted his cheeks with a deep, unnatural flush, his body soaked with sweat. She replaced the compress on his brow. She replaced the compress on his brow for what felt like the 100th time, dipping the cloth into cool water that was already warm by the time she wrung it out. Her own sleeves were damp, her hands raw from hours of tending, but she did not leave his side.